Telecom Code 23 presenta Avanti c'è posto. Lavori emergenti versus emergenza lavoro. La rubrica di Roberto Amorosino. Con Code 23. Per le nuove professioni del futuro circolare.
We are here with Noah Last, physical scientist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, based in Los Angeles. Thank you, Noah, for joining us. And my first question for you today is to give you an opportunity actually to talk about how you started your interest and professional career focusing on circular economy, and anything you want to tell us to discuss what you think is important to know for anybody interested to start a career in this area, sustainability and circular economy.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Roberto. Thank you for having me on. I think like many people I've spoken to in this field, I really fell into it. It was kind of an accident working in circular economy. I have a biology background. I was very interested in microbial biology, soil microbes and things like that. I was really interested in how microbes interacted with one another, interacted with their environment. But after my undergraduate degree, I decided to switch into science communications and really kind of helping scientists who are very technical and studying very interesting things better communicate what they're doing and why it's important for larger audiences. I was living in Taiwan and in Taipei, working at a biology research institute, and I became friends with a lot of marine biologists, and they would take me out to the coral reefs, and they would show me, you know, they would say, when I was young. These reefs were alive and full of, you know, full of fish and very colorful. And now they're white, they're dead, they've bleached. And so I started to understand kind of the impact of climate change and the need for sustainable solutions from there, from Taiwan. When I got back to the US, I joined the National Institute of Standards and Technology, first as a communications professional, still trying to help these scientists better communicate. And then I really just fell into the work in circular economy, which was this field of really trying to rethink how we use materials and how materials cycle through the economy. And I was really drawn to it because it's, you know, I think I don't have much patience for really diving into one thing for many, many years. And circular economy is perfect because even if you decide to dive into a single material type, there's science, there's material science, there's social science, there's economics behind it that you can really just keep learning and learning and learning from. So.
Excellent. What skills, maybe thinking of the neutral skills you think are more relevant for young professionals that they need to develop?
Somebody described me a couple months ago as a systems thinker. And I think that's just a very nice way of saying that I'm not very good at focusing on one thing for too long. But I do think that this transition from this linear economy into a circular economy is really a systems challenge. It's really thinking about the entire life cycle of products, everything from the material extraction through the processing and manufacturing, through how it's used, and into what do you do when it's at the end of its useful life? How do you add value to it to keep it circulating through? And each of these steps requires, you know, the ability to interact with lots of different stakeholders, the ability to consider what different people are telling you is important for them, and integrate it into these larger system solutions. So it's not a very concrete skill, but the ability to think in a systems, you know, take a systems approach to thinking and really can be able to convene people from different parts of the product value chain and material value chain and speak to them individually.
What would you suggest to a young professional with the potential interest, or at least for a passion, to focus on circular economy and related challenges? Because sometimes universities and schools in general, they don't prepare, but they don't give you really the right tools to enter a certain world. We don't even know what jobs are available in 2 years' time and 5 years' time. We don't even know the job titles, right? So what are things that are good to develop, and maybe an advice that you would also give to universities and what they should do to help and prepare for jobs they don't exist today?
Yeah, that's a good question. You're absolutely right that I graduated from my undergraduate degree 10 years ago. I got my master's 1 year ago. And even in this 1 year, it's like the field has changed so much in sustainability broadly, and energy and material science. It's so fast. You know, how do you as a young professional keep up with it? And how do universities and professional programs and things keep up too? It's a major challenge. I think in terms of a concrete piece of advice for young professionals that has been very valuable to me is really don't be afraid to ask people, you know, somebody you see on LinkedIn, somebody you see on a virtual or in-person talk. Don't be afraid to follow up with them and ask them if you can have a 20-minute call with them, and just ask them about their job, how they got to where they are. People are really excited about circular economy and about sustainability, and people really like talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm thrilled to be talking about my career advice, things like that right now. People like talking about themselves, and even the busiest people can probably spare 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes of their time. So that's for young professionals. Don't be afraid to talk, to ask these people for one-on-one conversations. For universities,
yes,
many universities are training people for for the workforce, for the world. Industries are, especially the manufacturing industries and industries that use manufacturing, maybe, upstream cell products, the OEMs, original equipment manufacturers. Circularity is one of the major ways that they are going to fulfill their sustainability promises. So there's a major demand from my perspective and in my experience for people with these skills. So to universities, I think about circular economy, think about the skills in circular economy as being professional development skills, and really making, this is one of the things that will make your students valuable in the job market and things like that. I've been working with some university professors on integrating circularity into their plastics curriculum. And many of the plastics industry, people, the refiners and people in the plastics industry, are looking for expertise in circularity because they don't have it. And it's in high demand. So they want students, they want professionals to come in with new ideas, with ideas to make them money, with ideas to help them adhere to legislation in the European Union, in the US, and China. So yeah, think about this as a real career opportunity for students.
Good point. I totally agree about engagement being very important. A very good point. Let me wish you all the very best, and of course to be continued. I hope there will be more opportunities to know what's going on your side and to learn more from your experience and your inputs. No, thank you very much for your time and availability, and from me and all of us, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Comcode 23 presenta Avanti c'è posto, lavori emergenti versus emergenza lavoro. La rubrica di Roberto Amorosino. Comcode 23. Per le nuove professioni del futuro circolare.